ויען דף עין ה' עמוד בייס, going to learn over the Tosfos and the Gemara we had learned yesterday. We had a memra of Rava, that Rava had said that even though that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a cheskas aguf is not strong enough to be moitzi from a musik, and therefore, if she says, Misherastani nenasti, and the cheskas aguf is Messiah this taine, that we assume that she was a psula till after the erison, af al pikein, she's not nemon. So Robert said, Loiteime Rabbi Yeshua Loiozel Boso Chazoke de Gufa Klau. Don't derive from this that Rabbi Yeshua Bechlau doesn't go Boso Cheska Saguf. Eloki Loiozel Rabbi Yeshua Boso Chazoke de Gufa Echadike Chazoke de Momoine. Rabbi Yeshua only holds that you don't go Boso Cheska Saguf Lohitzi Momin. But like this, Basa Cheska Saguf, he holds that you do go, and Rava brings a raya, a member of Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that if there's a suffix, if the Seir Lovon came before the Beheres, or the Seir Lovon came after the Beheres, so Rabbi Yeshua is metayer al tcheskas haguf. So we see that he does go bosa chazoke de guf. That's bekitza what we had learned yesterday in this memra of Rove. Now let us see Taisvis. Avol heiche de leke chazoke de mamoine, ozul bosa chazoke de gufe. Perish. So Taisu says we have to elaborate a little on this Gemara. We can't take the Dvorim Kipshuton, even though Rashi in Asugi doesn't say anything, but Taisu says you cannot learn Kipshutai. That Rav is telling us that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Afogav de'ike chazoke acheres, Kineged cheskas aguf. That means even though there'll be another chazoke kineged cheskas aguf, and Rav is telling us, we see that Rabbi Yeshua, when there's a cheskas momin, so cheskas aguf doesn't help. So don't think that any chazoke kineged the cheskas aguf will not help. Don't learn like that. It's only a din in cheskas momin. Ki hoche, in our case, the belav cheskas momin, yesh chazoka acheres. Besides the cheskas momin, there's another chazoke. Damideno becheskas pnuya. Let's be mamitor becheskas pnuya. So here, Rabbi Yeshua does go bosa cheskas haguf. Let's just finish what Taisus is saying, then we'll elaborate. The davke ki kecheskas momen loy alima lei cheskas aguf keneged cheskas momen. Avol heiche de leka cheskas momen, if there's no cheskas momen, alima lei cheskas aguf mishar chazokis. Then cheskas aguf is stronger than other chazokis. The ileke shum chazoka acheres kenegda, because if we will learn the words kipshutoi, and Rav is just telling us that Rabbi Yeshua goes bosa cheskas aguf, mayosa lashmina, so what is the chiddush of Rav? Pshita dozlo bosa cheskas aguf. Kiven de eindovo makrisho, since nothing else is makrish de cheskas aguf. Now, let us explain a little what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, let's say the case of our Mishnah, the first Bava of the Mishnah, that Hoya ba mumin va'oido beveis odio. So we have here a suffix, when were these mumin noilad? Were the mumin noilad before the Eirusin? So then she's married, and Yozer Aksube. Or were the mumin noilad after the Eirusin? I'm sorry, if the mumin were noilad before the Eirusin, she's not married and does not owe her Aksube. If the mumin were noilad after the Eirusin, she is married and he does owe her Aksube. Now, Cheskes Haguf tells us that the mumin were noilad after the Eirusin. Afal Pikein, the Gemara said, she can't be Goyva Aksube. The father can be Goyva Aksube because Cheskes Haguf is not strong enough to be Moitzi from a Mursa. But let's clarify about the Shaila, is she married though? So, on this Shaila, we have two Dvorim, which are Mevara the Shaila. Cheskes Haguf is telling us that she got the Mumin after the Eirusin, so she's married. Cheskes Pnuya is telling us, she was Icha once a Pnuya, now the Shaila is, did she ever get married? So Cheskes Pnuya is telling us that she didn't get married. So we have her a Cheskes Pnuya that is telling us that she did not get married. She does not need a get. Cheskes Haguf is telling us that she did get married. So Rav is telling us, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she needs a get. She needs a get. Chazoke is mevare that she needs a get. Not misafik, she needs a get. Fakert. That Ali, aval heche deleko cheskas momen, if there's no dion on the cheskas momen, I'm talking about momen, ali mele cheskas aguf mi shah chazokis, cheskas aguf is better than shah chazokis. That is what Rove is telling us according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, let us try to understand this. So we see if it's an alimis of a cheskas haguf over other chazokis. Now, what is the alimis of cheskas haguf? Rabbi Chana wants to say, in Kevet Shiurim, as follows. He wants to say the lomdis of chazoke is that I say that a hishtanis, a change, did not occur. That is the poshet din of chazoke. We learn out from nega. So we say that if the nega had a certain size, when the kohen saw it, he walked out of the house, did the size change? I learn out from the parsha of negoim that I have no right to declare that it changed. So I say it didn't change. But the halacha of chazoke goes a little further. Let us say that I see later that it changed, so I'm clearing when did it change. So the halacha of chazoke is telling me that we should avoid change as much as possible. I see now it changed, but if you clang a shayla 5 minutes ago it changed, and that I have chazoke to tell me that 5 minutes ago it still was the same. So the halacha of chazoke is telling me that one should avoid change as much as possible. That means one should avoid the assumption of change as much as possible. And therefore, Abba Chonin says, with this we can understand the Gemara we learned yesterday. The Gemara says that if she finds herself b'rshus HaBaal, and the Baal brought a raya that she had mumin b'rshus Avia, la'acha shenisarso. So we don't know, were there mumin here before? Weren't there mumin here before? So the Gemara says, there are two chazokis connected one chazoke. And chode b'mokim tarti lo yemrin. So Rabbi Chanan says, what is this lomdus, this two against one? So Rabbi Chanan says, pshat is that if I have a choice, should I say that two changes occurred? I know that a change zich occurred. Should I say that two changes occurred? Or should I say one change occurred? The halacha of Chazaka tells me, avoid assuming changes. So if I know that a change did occur, say one change occurred. Don't say that two changes occurred. Zit Rabbi Chanan, in the same vein, if I could say a large change occurred, or a smaller change occurred, I have to be toile that a smaller change occurred. Zot Rabbi Chanan, if there is a shinei haguf, I say that the guf changed, or I say that halacha changed, a shinei in halacha is a smaller change than a shinei haguf. So memele, I'm clearing now, when she was an arusa, did she have mumin or did she not have mumin? Now, if she had mumin, so I say a change occurred. She didn't have mumin before. So I'm assuming that a large change occurred, a shini godel occurred, that she became a balas mum. If I say that she didn't have mumim, so I say a small change occurred. Her status before she was a pnuya, now she became an aishas ish. So the halacha of Chazaka is telling me that we should minimize as much as we are able to minimize shinuyim and changes. So if we know that a change occurred, we have to be Taylor Mistama, a smaller change occurred. So we're Taylor that the change occurred in the dinim and not in the goof. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains Pshat and Taisus. So that is what Taisus is saying here. Alimelei cheskas haguf kineget cheskas momin. We say that that cheskas aguf is stronger than other chazokis, and I don't attribute the change in ashini aguf. I attribute that was a change in ashini haloch. That's what Rove was mechadish. Vahi nami de maisi ike chazoka cheres kenegdo kemoishe yeforish. And Rove brought a raya from Sofik, if Kodmo say a lovon, or Sofik, Kodmo baheres, so Taisus will see in the next Taisus. It's also speaking about that there are two chazokis, and from there we see that Rabbi Yeshua derived from that in that we attribute that the change occurred in the halacha and not in the shini haguf. We say that the shini that the goof was not nishtane. The goof was not nishtane. Umiu teimolari the heichi motzi lemeima. How can we say the ilav cheskas momen dehoche, that if there wouldn't be a cheskas momen, that means we're talking about, we found mumin after the erisin. We don't know that she have mumin bishas erisin, and the kedushin wasn't chal, or she didn't have mumin b'shas eris and the kedushin was chal, and Rav is saying, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we assume she did not have mumin b'shas eris because of the cheskas haguf. So the Ri asks, how could I say such a thing? Hey, chav emotzi lemeim, di lav cheskas mumin, if there's no cheskas mumin, aval doho chav osel Rabbi Yeshua, bosel cheskas haguf. he'll go bosa cheskes aguf, and he will paskin that what, that she needs a get, she became an eishes ish. Vahavi chode bemokim tarti. It's one chazake keneged two chazakes. Islon lemeima hamideno becheskes pnuye. Number one, we have a cheskes pnuye that is telling us that she had women b'shas teiresen, and she's still a pnuye. B'chitei ma'adarava hamedoiso b'cheske shleima, that she was a shlei, just like she was a shleime before the eiresen, she remained a shleime, v'hashtu denasa mum. The mum occurred after the eiresen, so she got married. Harei mum lefonecha. But now we see she has a mum. There's a psachazoke dahashte, and now we see she's a balas mum. So this is considered tarti l'reyese. That means now we see she's a bal mum. We know, so that's one chazoke that's a chazoke dahashte that is telling us, and Ms. Tommy before she also was a balas mum. Then we have a chazoke de mikore cheskes pnuye that is also telling us that she was then a balas mum. So we have two chazokes telling us that she was a balas mum. B'shas teiresin and a cheskes aguf de stanga she was not a balas mum, so we should go both of these two chazokes. Dechi ay gavne cheshvin en tarte l'reyes agabi mikvish en nimdad v'nimtza chosa. A person, let us be Megashim Dinyim. There was a mikveh, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We measured the mikveh, and we knew the mikveh had 40 so. No, we measured the mikveh 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it has 40 so, it's a kosher mikveh. 4 o'clock, a person went and toivled a lot of tomidike kalim in this mikveh. 5 o'clock, we measure the mikveh, and we see there are 39 saw in the mikveh. So the halacha is, mikveh shenimdat was measured 5 o'clock. V'nimtza choso. 5 o'clock, we see there's 39 saw. Tamrinan, we say, kol tarei shenaso al gabov, all the tares, that means all the tomidike kalim, that we wanted to be metaya when we tabled them 4 o'clock. Lamafreya is bein b'shusayoch bein b'shusaram tmeis. All these taris, that means all these kalim tmeim that we tabled, remain tomi. Mishum dikala meima hame tomi al cheskosoi. Ve'ema loy tabul. We stel the kalim al cheskosom. They had a cheskas tume. So we say that they never became toy. Ay v'chitei mahamed mikva al cheskosoi. Ve'ema loy chosoi. Oh, the cheskas tume is telling us that the kalim remain tome, but there's a cheskas shleima on the mikveh that's telling us that the mikveh was a sholem. Harei chosa lefanecha, but now we see it zichar chosa. So it seems we're mitzaref a chazoke da hashte, harei chosa lefanecha, together with a chazoke de mikor of the kalim, and that is soisa, the cheskas shleima of the mikveh. So Tosfos asks, so over here is also the same thing. If we found that this Isha had Mumen after the Yedison, and she had a Cheskas Pnuya, so Cheskas Pnuya is telling us that she was a Balas Mum by the Yedison. Chazoke Dahashte Re Mumen Meilu Lofanach is also telling us that she was a Balas Mum by the Yedison. So you have one chazaka that's telling me that just like she was a shleima before the Eresen, she was a shleima by the Eresen, it's tarti l'reyes. So Tosfos asks, so what is pshat in Rove? Tosfos. B'nira l'rashbe, de cheskas pnuya loichshive klal chazoke legabe cheskas haguf. So there are two ways how to understand pshat, really more than two ways, but let us try to understand two ways how to understand pshat and Tosfos Teretz. The Shav Shmaitze, Shmaitze Beis, Perig Beis, understood pshat in Tosfos as follows. We had mentioned before that a cheskas haguf keneged a chazoka valochet, it means with a cheskas shleime keneged a cheskas pnuye, so a cheskas shleime is olam. It's a stronger. That's what Rovet said alibed Rabbi Yeshua. So a male, if it is stronger, so then you can't be mitzaref the cheskas pnuya with the harei mumim elu lefonecho to make tartel reyese. Paker te cheskas pnuya is kemandelese. The cheskas pnuya lechshiva klal chazok legabi cheskas haguf. We had said before that it is stronger. It's much stronger. It overshadows it. So you don't have tartel reyese. That is why you can't be mitzaref the cheskas pnuya with the reibum meilu lefonech. But kan shoyel aben, if you say that a cheskas aguf keneged a cheskas a chazok of din is overshadows it and it's commander lesser, so let's go to the mikveh. By the mikveh, we also have a cheskas aguf. The mikveh was a shleim at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, we have here a cheskas tuma on the kelim, or that's a chazoka in din. The cheskas shleimis is a cheskas aguf, and we say it overshadows its kabanda lesser. So why there do we say tarti l'reyese? This kasha, the Shmaitze asks, which is an often the kasha. So the Shmaitze says a very interesting teretz, that a cheskas shleima of a mikveh is not a cheskas haguf. And why is it not a cheskas haguf? So the Shmaitze says, ube mikveh loy havi cheskas haguf, da mikveh loy nishtano gufo. The mikveh never changed. That means if there was before 40 saw. So 40 saw is, let us say this is 5,000 quarts, whatever it is. So 40 saw is 5,000 quarts. So now there's 4,800 quarts. So these 4,800 quarts that were here before, they didn't change. There was another 200 quarts. So they're not here. Chazoke means that there can't be ishtanis in aguf. So that means like this. If you have an apple, nyeklera shayla, something was bit in into the apple, so there the apple changed. If you have an Isha who wasn't a balas mum and then she became a balas mum, she changed. But the 4,800 quarts never changed. They never changed. They were here before. You took away 200 quarts, but they never changed. So that is not called a cheskas haguf. There was no shinui in the guf. So what is the chazoke? So if it didn't change, so what's the chazoke? The gemar says tarti l'reis. You have a cheskas mikveh, then you have keneged a cheskas tumah. You don't have a cheskas mikveh. There's no chazoke. So Rabbi Chonon says pshat there's a chazoke in din that change. Why? When I had 40 saw here, so each saw had a koyach litaher. That means when there's 40 saw, so each saw is metaya. You don't need, when a person, when I'll table a cup in a mikveh. So I'm tabling in the whole mikveh. I'm tabling in one quart. I'm tabling. But if there are 40 saw, so each mashu who has a koyach letaya. So when there were 40 saw, 3 o'clock, so each mashu had a koyach letaya. I'm clearing 4 o'clock. Did this mashu lose its koyach or not? So I say, ishtalal chazoke. So the 39 saw, which were here 3 o'clock, and they had 3 o'clock a koyach letaya, I say, there's a chazoke, that they still have a koyach letaya 4 o'clock. So a koyach got, became ois 40 saw quarter to five. But that is not a cheskes haguf. That is a chazoke of haloche. So we have a chazoke that the mikvah was bekoyach letayah. These 39 so were bekoyach letayah. We had a chazoke on the kelim, that the kelim were tomei. So the chazoke and the kelim is telling us that they're still tomei. And the mikveh was unable to be metayer at 4 o'clock. The chazoke on the 39 saw is telling us just like 3 o'clock was able to be metayer, 4 o'clock is also able to be metayer. Now 5 o'clock, it's icha lost the koyach atarei chosla fanecha. So there you say, tal tilarei, you say. Because everything is a chazoke of halacha, not a cheska sagu. But in our case, where you have a cheskas haguf, then the cheskas pluye taisve says, cheskas pluye lechshive klal chazoke legabe cheskas haguf. That is how the Shmaitzer learned pshat in taisve. Now, in taisve harosh, the Taisus HaRosh also says Pshat in Taisus, but Tachsech Meir, he doesn't say what the Shmaitzer says. The Taisus HaRosh says, the Cheskas Pnuyech Shive Keman Delese Klal Kineget Cheskas Haguf, that's like Taisus says, Mishum Da'imedes Linosei. So it comes out, number one, he's telling us that Tachse means to say it's a chazoka hasuya lishtanitz. That means cheskas pnuya. Chazoka means things do not change. Things do not change. Now, there are some things you can say behechlit, they don't change. They're not oimit to change. They don't change. And there's certain things which normally do change. They normally do change. So, a cheskas pnuye is sinch zaymedes linose. So this chazoke is a wishy-washy chazoke. It's, and keneged this chazoke you have a cheskas, you have a cheskas haguf that she didn't have mumim, and it's not oimed for an isha to have mumim. So memele, so here you have a cheskes haguf that's telling us b'shas eiris, and she didn't have mumim. You have a cheskes pnuya that's telling us that she did have mumim. This cheskes pnuya is a wishy-washy type of a chazoke. So here you say, boom, it's commander lesser. You have here, that means, let's elaborate a little better. Taisva said before that a cheskes haguf is a lime than a cheskes, than another chazoke. We'll talk about other chazokes pretty soon. But cheskes haguf is better than a chazoke of a loch. It's better. That's number one. but could be in better, you could still say Talti L'Rei Yusuf. Like a Cheskes Aguf is better than a Chazok in Aloche. But if you say, Harei Mumimeilu L'Fonecha, so then it's Mitzurif, you still say Talti L'Rei Yusuf. But if not only is it better, but the Chazok in Aloche is Asuya L'Shtanois, so then it's Mamish Kemandalese. That means a Chazok in Aloche is schwacher than a cheskes aguf. Plus, this chazok in our case is asuya lishtane. So that's kemand the lesser. So therefore, you can make talti l'reis. Masha ein kein by the mikveh. So it could be it's also a cheskes aguf. Taisus is only saying that cheskes pnuye, which is a double chesaron. It's gabi a cheskes aguf. It's b'chlal a shvacher chazok. It's a chazok of haloche. And number two, it's a suyel ishtanis. That's command the lesson. So then we could say that mikve is also a cheskas aguf, but the cheskas tume is tak it's a chazok in haloche, but it's not command the lesson because it's not like pnuya that's a suyel ishtanis. That's how we could say. But the davoine, I have a ha'ore on the Taisvus Arosh. Why isn't the cheskes tum of the kelim called asuya lishtanis? That means, what does one do with kelim tmeim? He tables them. Just like a pnuya is asuya lishtanis. She doesn't get married automatically. There's shatchonim and sheduchim and chippos. It doesn't go, but that's the derech ha'olam that a pnuya gets married. That's there's an interest to get married. There's a mitzvah to get married. So he can't say that she'll always remain a pnuya with a straight face because they're aimed to get married. But it's not an automatic thing. But it's aimed. So lachayre, I would say roiv kalim tmeim befrat b'zman chazal when they were nizer and tara, they were also aimed to become toya. So I don't understand why by kalim, according to the Taisus Arosh, why isn't the cheskes tuma of kalim called also asuya lishtanis? Basically. But according to the Shmaitzer, we don't have to bring in this asuya lishtanis. Taisus is just saying, a cheskes aguf keneged a chazok of aloche, so that chazok is command the lesser, and then you don't say talti l'reis. Let us see the next taisvus. Sofik tome, hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam asked, "My time the rabbonon do omri tome." What's the Rabbanan say Sofik? If it's a Sofik, if the Seyolovon came first, if the Beheres came first, Tome. Hikshe Rabbeinu Tam, I time the Rabbanan Domri Tome. Amailo is Linen Bosa Chazok. Why didn't you, and there's a Cheskes Aguf over here. So why Cheskes Aguf is telling us that, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Chanan explains the Cheskes Aguf is, I have a suffix, did this person become a menuge? Or didn't even become a menuge? Is this a nega? This not a nega. So if the Seyolovan came first, it's not a nega. The Seyolovan came later, it is a nega. So this is called a cheskes aguf, and I say, just like before he didn't have a nega, so I say he still is a person without a nega. So that's cheskes aguf, and that's mevare that he doesn't have a nega. So why are the Rabbonon chaylik and Rabbi Yeshua? My time the Rabban Domri Tomei, Amai Leizlin and Bosa Chazok. Domri Nepei Kama Dechulim, Meno Milse Doma Rabbono Kimilse Bosa Chazok. Amai Silo Mikro. We learn out from the Goyim that the Mekor of Chazok. So Chazok is a Dovo Hamuskim. So why do the Rabbono say he's Tomei? Oime Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, a whole scenario. The Hoche Mairi, Kshen Niskak Letume, Shahoye boy nega echod shchin oy michve koide. Vahoye muchlet mimenu. So Rabbi Netam says, we are speaking about, we have here a beheres. And on this beheres we have a suffix, did the sale love one come first, or did the beheres come first? Fine. But this person, besides this beheres, which is a suffix nega, he had another nega. Shahoye boy nega echot shchin oy michve kaidem. He had a previous nega. He already met up a few times with the kohen already. He had a nega, a michva, or a shchin. Vayu muchlot mimeno, and he was a metzayre muchlot. Period. So he's a metzayre. Finished. Nothing what to talk about. The kaidem shenita. Now, before he became tohaya, loyled by Sofik. That means that he was hoping things would get better, and he still had this shchin, he still had this michveh, and now he got a beheres with a seyah. But we don't know when the seyah came. So, that was the story. Va'acher shenitar min harishin, then Baruch Hashem the shchin went away. So now we only have this suffix. The Shechin Baruch Hashem was Nisrapei, but now we have, but what's to say, do I have a new nega? Don't I have a new nega? That's the story, number one. V'chein mashme b'shili nozer, the beniskak l'tumar, it's not a scenario that Rabbi Netam made up. The Gemara Nozer seems that that's talking about, that he was already niskak l'tume before the suffix was nailed. Period. Okay. So now we know the story. Is a bizoy vashti maisi shaper, dozo Rabbi Yeshua boso chazoke de gufo. So now we're proving. Now it's beautiful. Rove told us. We just learned Taisus before that Rove is telling us that Rabbi Yeshua was machshiv cheskas haguf over other chazokes. If you have a chazoke in aloche, and a cheskas haguf weighs overshadows the other chazoke. And that's why Taisva said if we have a cheska shleima and a cheska pnuya, so the cheska shleima is all him stronger than the cheska pnuya. And we say she did get married. So memele, vashta maisi shaper. So now Rove brought a beautiful raya. Tosa Rabbi Yeshua Bosa Chazoke de Gufe, da Hamidenu Becheska Shloyoye Boy Nega, we still on the Cheska Saguf, he didn't have a Nega. Avogavdike Chazoke da Hamidenu Becheska Stume Kenegdo. I look here, we have a Cheska Stume, that till now he was Tome. So Cheska Stume is telling us he still is Tome. His status didn't change halachically. He was Tomei till now. He remains Tomei. So if he remains Tomei, so I have to assume that the Seyel Lovin came after the Beres. That's what Cheskes Tum is telling me. And Cheskes Haguf is telling me that no, Cheskes Haguf, that his goof did not change. It's not a new nega, was not nailed by him. So that's what Rove said. If you have a chazoke of dinim, a chazoke of alocha, which is menage, the cheske saguf, is old. And that's this case over here. How can you learn out? How can you say a generality that cheskes haguf always overpowers another chazoke? the shani hosam dechsiv kro kediyalav besayv nozer melatari letamoy the poster by a kosam letaro tchila. The Gemara says in nozer, this is the makev Rabbi Shua posik. This is a special posik that if you have a suffix, say a love on baheres, which one came first, letaroy. Oh, what's the pshat in the posik? It's a paradume. It's a gzeres akosuv. No, that is what the posik is telling us. The posik is telling us that if you have a, in such a case, when you have a cheskas tumah from the previous mikvah, and you have now a sofik, but on this sofik you have a biru of a cheskas aguf, so you have a cheskas aguf, which is menaged, a cheskas tumah, we go both, so we metire because of the cheskas aguf. Vahodoloi ozel Rabbi Yeshua Bosser Chazor, oh no, period. Okay. So now, I'd like to elaborate on many nekudas on this Taisvis. We'll start from the end of Taisvis and we'll go back. Taisvis says that Rabbi Yeshua that holds Cheskas Haguf is stronger than a Poshet Chazoke. He has a Posik. And the Posik tells us that the Taroi, that if a kill, the Cheskes Aguf is Mavkiya, the other Chazok. Fine. Now let's go a little further. The Chachomim Acholik and Rabbi Yeshua, they hold his Tomei. Or Sofik Tomei. They don't have the Posik. So what do they hold? So they hold. There's no Yichas of Cheskes Aguf. That means Rabbi Yeshua, the Posik Cheskes Aguf is It's mevatel other chazokis. They didn't have this posik, so you have Cheskes Aguf is telling me that he's toil. Chveis Cheskes Tum is telling me that he's tomei. So sofik tomei or whatever it is. About al koponim, they don't have this posik, so they don't hold as alimus of Cheskes. That's for sure. They don't hold as an alimus of Cheskes Aguf. Fine. So this halacha we understand perfectly. When it comes to be moitzi momin, so the Marsha asks, who are these chachamim? L'chor the chachamim are the balei plukta of Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel. So when it comes to a chazoke, a cheskas aguf, keneged, a cheskas din, so Rabbi Yeshua holds a cheskas aguf is better. It's mevatel the cheskes din. Chomim hold, it's not better. Without a posik, we know it's not better in any way. When it comes to be moitzi momin, then the Rabbi Yeshua that says cheskes aguf is leila leila, he can't be moitzi momin. And the chachomim, who weren't spoiled from the old cheskes aguf, problem, momin, chazoke, there's a chazoke, moitzi momin. So the Maharsha asks a pertinent question. It's for a safuches. Something doesn't click over here. There's no flow. So if it comes to Mammon, then all of a sudden, the Chachamim hold that Cheskes Aguf is strong when it comes to Samzei Chazokes. That's a kasha from the Maharsha, and he blows by a kasha. So that's one ha'ore on Taisus. Number two, I saw the Birchas Avrom, when Taisvis explains the story, that it's talking about that he had a different nega. So Taisvis is very explicit. He had a mikvah, or he had a shchin. And now he has a sofik, did he get a baharis? That's the sofik. So the Birchas Avrom asks, why do you talk about a mikveh shchin? He had a baharis, that was Tomei, and now he has another baharis. Now the sofik is this also a Tomei de Keberis? It's not a Tomei de Keberis. So the Birchas Avrom says a beautiful teretz on this. Because Avram says that we're talking about Cheskes HaGuf. So now, if we want to use Cheskes HaGuf, if this person had a Baheres already, that means this person was a Menuge with a Nega of Baheres. That's it. Now you're claiming a Shaila, did he get a second Baheres? So he wants to taina in Cheskes HaGuf. This person had a Baheres already. So a second Baheres that's called a Shini HaGuf. He has a Baheres. So Memele, so a second Baheres is no Cheskes HaGuf. He had a Baheres already. There's no Cheskes HaGuf in that. It'll be 2021. There's no Chilik. There's no Cheskes HaGuf in that. If he had a Michvo, and I'm claiming to get a Baheres, this is something else. Before he had a burn, he had a market. Now, this is something else. And that there is a Cheskes HaGuf. So that's why Taisvis was very explicit. And Taisvis said that it's speaking about that first he had a Michve, and now he had a Sofik Baheres. That's the second Haora. A third Haora. The Shmaitze brings down that Roy Poiskim, including Taisvis, hold Ein Machzikin Meisa Leisa. Now let's explain what this means. Let's say I have a sofik, a person shechted a behime, they have a sofik, was it a good shechita or not? So we'll say like this. Well, before the shechita was zicha osa als even minachai. So zicha osa. Now I'm claiming a shaila, did he make a good shechita? Did it become mutter or didn't it become mutter? So I'll say just like before was osa, and that was osa before, now you're claiming a sofik, did its status change or didn't the status change? Al shtalan chazoke. Or no. Ein machzikin meyisalis. Before was also eva minachai. Now it's not an eva minachai anymore. So now there's a new shaila. Is it zavuach? Is it not zavuach? Is this a new shaila? You don't have a chazoke of that there wasn't zavuach before. If there's no visabeni zavuach mechaim. But al koponim so you have a new suffix now. Now that is no chazoke. So roiv poiskim hold. That you don't say Marzakina me Yisalisa. And Taisus, he brings out Taisus Yibamas also like that. So for the Shmaitzus, he doesn't understand over here that this whole Taisus is going Alstalocha Marzakina me Yisalisa. That means since it was Tommy till now because of the Mikveh. And now I'm claiming a Shaila. Is he still Tomei? So the Chazok is telling me he's still Tomei. No, never Cheskes HaGuf. Fine. But Taisvis said there's a Cheskes Tomei, but the Cheskes Tomei is from left field. Not that this was Becheskes Tomei. The it was Tomei als the Shechin, als the Michvo. So Lachaira, this is totally in the din of Marzakine Meisalis. This Ha'ore, the Shmaitzer asks. So on this Ha'ore, the Bichas Avrom says also a beautiful teretz. He says as follows. He says the din of Chazoke is, if there was a chalois on something, and I'm clearing, did this chalois change or didn't it change? I say it didn't change. That's the din of chazoke. It was a din on something. And I'm clearing, did the din become nishtane? It didn't become nishtane. For example, let's say, that means, let's say, Nisha was an Eishasish. I clear a child, did she become Ois Eishasish? I say she's still an Eishasish. Fine. That's the Din Chazoke. But, if it became ois evim in achai, so the din evim in achai, that means the din chazok is the din that was existent till now. Mitzad ilchas chazok, you say this din is still in existence. It didn't change. So if she was an ashish, she declared that she get kiget. She didn't get kiget. She's still an ashish. But if before was an evim in achai, it be zicha became ois evim in achai. That is a new shayla. Is it a nebel? Is it a treif? Is it a book? Even new shayla now. So that din, which was previously in existence, zicha, is non-existent anymore. So now it's a new shayla. So you don't have chazok. That's the svar of ein machzik meisalis. What is the svar of this, those old machzikin meyisalisa? So they hold there's a chazoke of anhogesis, which means as follows. When it was alive, I was noyigis, I wasn't permitted to eat it, because even in a chai, but let's not get in particulars. When it was alive, I wasn't permitted to eat it. I'm clearing a shayla. When it was alive, I wasn't permitted to eat it. That's anhogis issa. Now I'm claiming I'm still not allowed to eat it because of a different issa. So those who hold marzakinan hold that fakelt. It doesn't matter why I wasn't permitted to eat it before, and why I'm not allowed to permit. Why now I assume I'm not permitted to eat it? Before there was an Hogis Issa. The Hogis Issa remains for different reasons. Before I'll say Minachai, now I'll treif, I'll nevela, then it's a buach. That's if you hold Marzakinim Issa. But Reif Poiskim hold that you don't say Marzakinim Issa. So the whole din chazoke is that I say the not anhogis issa didn't change, the din didn't change. So memele, but if it became ois eva minachai, so the din zicha changed. So there's no din chazoke. Tainit the bichas Avrom, before there was a shchin. So what was the din? He's a metzoyre. He's not a red metzoyre, a blue metzoyre. He's a metzoyre. So he has two metzaras on him. Now, if this is a beheres, so he still has two metzaras on him. So I say, since he was tomei till now, two metznegoyim, two metzaras, he's still tomei two metzaras. This is not an hog, this is the same issa. The same tumah before when he had the mikvah. The mikvah was a sibe why he had tumah saras. But what was the din? He's a mitzoyre. That was the din. He had tumah saras on him. That was the din. So I say that din still remains. He still has tumah saras on him. Why? Because this is a beheres. Because this is a true beheres. So this, so he wants to say this has nothing to do with marzakina me'isa le'isa. Here everyone will hold marzakina. That's not another thing that the Bichas Avrom wants to say. There's a ha'ore from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan asks as follows. He brings a rash. The Rash says in Sechtes Negoim, there's a klal that ein machlitin es hamuchlit, which means as follows, that if a person is a metzayir hamuchlit, let's talk about a poshita case. I won't come talk. A person is a metzayir muchlet, he is a mikve, he is a shrin. Now, fine, he's a metzayir muchlet. So now, he got now a beheres. I want to show it to the kohen. Is it tomei? Is it not tomei? Was it pisyim? I want to show. Ein machlit nas hamuchlet. A koyin is not mach, if he's hamuchlet already, we're not done. A new nega. We're not, the koyin is not an information center. He's here either to make him a metzaira. If you're a metzaira, finished. A guten tag. When you become a metzaira, then we'll start talking. But, practice. So the Rash says, so what's pshatn this rabbein letam? She says, sicher, verkehrt. She says, Kozman wasn't nisrape the nega. So a coin doesn't come. There's nothing more to talk about. So you mean first nisrape the nega. After nisrape the nega, now he comes to the coin. Rebbe was to tzich now. Is this a nega? Is this not a nega? Fregt Rabbi Chonon, so the whole Marzakina Mi'issa Le'issa falls off. Why? Because Kozman is Tomei, so the Koy didn't come. So Baruch Hashem, he became Toyer. He's Toyer, Nisrapa Negi became Toyer. He's Toyer, now the Koyin comes, now that I become Tomei again. So there's no Chazok, Echmein anymore, so. So Bachonon wants to be mitzadit to say as follows. Bachonon wants to say it could be that the din that Ein Machlitin as Hamuchlet is speaking about as follows, that when nothing was done to the Tar of the Negesis, but let us say let's say he brought the tziporim. He didn't go to the mikveh yet. Nirpanega tzaras mina tzarua. Things are going good. The nega is better. He brought the tziporim, but he didn't go to the mikveh. So he wants to say, so could be now, even though halachically he's still tomei, Kozman he doesn't go to the mikveh, but the loch of ein machlitnes hamuchlo doesn't apply to him. Is nirpanega tzaras mitzaru and after the tziporim process started. She wants to say, so that's pshat and taisvis. But he's still tamei. So there's marzikim mitum alitum. That's what he wants to say. Now, let us go further. Vahodoloi ozol rabbi Yeshua bosa chazoke de gufe. So now Taisvis is asking Akasha. Rabbi Yeshua, let us appreciate Taisvis Kasha a little bit. That Taisvis is asking as follows. We had a Isha who was kosher l'kohune. Now, this is a halacha. She's mutter to marry a kohen. This is declaring a shaila. Did she become nifsa l'kohune? Yishtalanda heta l'kohune, which is a chazoke. Fine. There, but there's another thing Taisu says. There's a cheskes haguf from ruua medaberes. Let's say means nivalo. She was nival, and I'm clearing, was she nival from apostle? Wasn't she nival from apostle? Did she become a zayne? Didn't she become a zayne? Now, this is a cheskes haguf. So Taisus is asking, and Rabbi Yeshua holds a gewalt of cheskes haguf, so why didn't you tell on cheskes haguf? So Taisus answers, Maila also biyuchs, and that is the ivre in Taisus. Now Taisus saw there a cheskes haguf. Rabbi Chonon asks, he doesn't understand why this is called a cheskes haguf, for clearing. Is she also the kohune? Did she become a zayne? Didn't she become a zayne? So, this is a chazoke in din. not a cheskas haguf. So what is Tosfos kasha? Tosfos calls it a cheskas haguf. That's my story, that's my debichas avo. Most of which it's a, why is zayne called a cheskas haguf? Lulei de mistafine, that's the chmer, pshat is like this. A zayne, let us speak about two cases. Let's say there's a psula and a ba'ula. A ba'ula is called, not only a ba'ula is that, it's nishbaru a psula. There's an isha, she's called a psula, if she never was nival. If the isha was nival, she's a ba'ula. The whole isha is a ba'ula, not, a isha she nivalo is a ba'ula. A zayne is also lekone, but that means there is such a heftze of a zayne, there's such an entity of a zayne. A zayne is also lekone. What is a zayne? A zayne is an isha that was nival a bile of non-tvisus kedushin. She's nival from an akum, she was nival from a chaybe krisis. That's a zayne. A zayne was nival from a bia of a non-tvisus kedushin. Or for psulik. Well, that's the poshet etzir of a zayne. Or from psulik kol. So then she gets a shame zayna. She gets a shame zayna. That means she was nival a bilas znus. What falls into the category of bilas znus? So we have guidelines. Abeleza says poni abo pnuya so zayna. Fine, we don't hold like that. We hold you need a bila vitvisis kedushin, a bila of psule kol. But whatever it is, a isha that was nival. A bile that is mufka from Ishus, because it's psulei kol, because it's chai bekrisus, such an isha becomes a zoyne. So lechayre, this is a shtanis haguf. This is a shtanis haguf. That means this bile made her into a zoyne. It made her into a zayne. Before she wasn't a zayne. Now she's a zayne. This is Sahiva Cheska Saguf. Before she wasn't a zayne. Tume is not called a shinui haguf. Tume is called a shinui in aloch. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little. The Rambam says in the Hilchis, Mitvois. So the Rambam says as follows. Rambam says. Perk Yud Aleph Aloch Yud Beis Milchus Mikbois Tovar Boru Vigolui Shatumeis Vatareis Gzeres HaKosov Ve'einom Midvorim Shedaitei Shel Odom Macha Oso. It's not something that the Seichel HaOdom understands it. Varei Hein Bechlal HaChukim. This is a chok. V'chein ha-tvilo min ha-tumeis, mechlal ha-chukim, she'ein ha-tume tit oitzoyo she'taver b'mayim. It's not a pesazoid, it's a tit or a tzoyo. And then if he's a skiven she'toval tohoir, afalpi she'loi nischadish b'gufoi tovo. So that means the Rambam is telling us that nothing happened to him. There was no chiddush aguf from before the tefillah to after the tefillah. He didn't change. This is exeris agosa. Before he was coming, now here that these are dinim, these are halachis, but the person mitzav atzmei didn't change. It's not tumme is not tit, it's not soya, not before it was dirty, now he's clean. Dirty and clean, you also have to know that would be called a shini aguf, since it's a superficial thing. But it's not that even. It's not tit and not soya, it's exeris agosa. Before he said didn't tummy, now he said didn't toya. So memele, so could be cheskas tumme is called, cheskas tumme is called that's called a shini haguf, a cheskas haguf. Masha'in kein zoino a bi'ile from a lav ba'tfises kedushin makes her into a zoine. So that's called a shini haguf. So Tosfos asks, why does Rabbi Elazar go Bosa Chazok? So Tosfos says that's Maila also Biyuchsen. Say a love on Koidem LeBaheres Toyer, Dosh Midrsiv, say a love on BiBaheres, Mashmisha Baheres Kodmo. Omar Rabbo Kiyovetir, Rabbi Netam Goris, Rovamida Sechas Ape Alim, Uvde de Rabbe Banachmeini. Let's just learn the last Tosfos on the Omid. Reishe kan nimtzou kam hoyu. So, Robert answered that really the Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel, who holds Bosa, Yigo Bosa Cheskas Aguf. But kan nimtzou kam hoyu is machlish the Cheskas Aguf. So that is why she cannot be goyve the ksube. The motzala meima hashta hamid rishusa ov al chaskosoi to ischale she nimtso birshusa in his rishus it was ischa the cheska shleim hilka chaslinam bosa cheska smomen. Vihi oi meres misherestani nenasti. So over there, when she says Merestani Nenasti, Hosam Nimtzeis Reyese Bershus Abal, says no Reyese Bershus Aov. Shonosav Leimotzel Absulam. Lakach Namen Islam Gamliel. Leiska Cheskas Rishus Aov. Va'ayri Be'inyin Sheyochaliye Shenenso Tachas Bailo. So we have to say, it's speaking about that it's possible that this person was able to be ma'anes or tachas baila. De'i be'inyin shevadai loinen so mishenisays. Afagav shenichnisa lushus haba yisrola cheskas rishus ha'ap. Oil udavade b'shus ha'viyenen so. But if I know klo that she zicher was not nenas b'shus habal, so the zikha, the maise, being ma'anis, or was b'shus habiyah. So then we say, kan nimsa kan hoya. So just like I know that in b'shus habiyah, she was nenas, I say, could be she was nenas before the erison. So memela, she's a ba'ula. That is what Tosfos is saying. We had, yesterday I had mentioned the Ha'ore, I said that if it's speaking about that she was Nenas after, there's enough time that she was, that she could have been Nenas after she was Nichnas L'Rishus Abal, so L'Chayre, the Loshen Nishver, Misherestani Nenasti, she should have said, "Mishenichnasti leshuscha nenasti." So I found Baruch Hashem and Tosfos Harosh. The Tosfos Harosh says she says, "Misherastani nenasti," and we'll believe her with amigu. She could have said, "Mishenichnasti leshuscha nenasti." That means there's no kan nimtza kan hoya because who says it was nimtza b'shus aviya. She says, listen, she has amigo. She could have said that she was Nenas Bishus Bailo. That is what the Tosfos HaRosh says.